Are we a nation of well-off workers or struggling battlers? A global report released last week found that the average Australian is sitting on a nest egg of nearly $200,000, making us among the richest people in the world. But new research from the Australian Council of Social Service paints a very different picture. The report found that more than 2 million Australians are living in poverty. ACOS says the situation will continue to deteriorate unless the government increases social security payments. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of ACOS, and she joins us now in the studio. Cassandra, good morning.
Good morning, Philip.
What do we mean, poverty? What does living below the poverty line actually mean?
There's an internationally accepted standard of how you measure the rate of poverty in a country, and this is 50% of the median income in the country. So the measure that we've used is a very conservative one. The Europeans talk about 60%, so it's actually a more, in some ways, a more generous measure of what it means to be below the...
Okay, 50% of the median point, that is the halfway point.
That's right. So it is a relative measure. So it does reflect for the country, given the majority of people's experience, what is an adequate standard of living.
What's that actually mean in money terms?
So what it means is for a single person, that's $358 per week, and that is to cover everything. So we have factored in the housing costs, and as we know in Australia, we have particularly a big problem with affordable housing, or the lack thereof.
So $358 a week or so if you're a single person.
So that works out about $50 a day.
So if you're a single person living at or below that amount, you're, according to this definition, living in poverty.
Yeah.
And what about a family?
And so for a family, if you're on your own with a couple of kids, you've got about $80 a day to live on. And for a couple, that's it's $752 a week. So with a couple of children. So these aren't very generous figures. So for a single person, that's less than $18,000. And so just get your head around what that would be like to try and cover your rental costs, because most people on these sorts of incomes are not in a situation where they've already paid off their home, obviously. And also to cover your basic food. There's still gaps. Most of the people we're talking about wouldn't be able to afford to even go to a dentist. So this is a really concerning picture for us. The last time this study was done was in 2006. We had hoped we would have seen some progress in reducing the rate of poverty in Australia.
Well, why is it getting worse?
It's getting worse because we have these fixed incomes for people who are on social security payments, which haven't been increased in real terms in over 20 years. So despite 20 years of economic growth, no government has yet been prepared since Paul Keating to provide an increase in real terms for the unemployment payment. And yet over this period, we've seen successive governments move more and more people onto that payment. So you might have seen in the media last week that the Parliament passed legislation to now put another 100,000 sole parents, and they are particularly at risk of poverty, off the parenting payment down onto the NewStart allowance.
Okay,
so that's going to mean for them a loss of between $60 up to $100 per week.
Okay, so can I get this clear? So that what we are talking about there in the vast majority are people who are living on government benefits. They're the ones that are living in poverty.
That's a significant part of the picture. So
is it most?
Yes, it is. Mm. We have about 30% who whose primary form of income is a wage, but those people, most of them, won't be in sort of permanent income on even the minimum wage, which is $30,000 per year. But they'll be in and out of casual work. So there'll still be some form of social security, backing up their level of income.
So
not enough for them to make ends meet.
Right, so we're not yet at that stage where we see reported from the United States where there seem to be large numbers of people who are working in many cases full-time but are still in poverty because wage rates are so low.
Mm. So, I mean, we do have, one of the strengths of our system is we do have a federal minimum wage standard, which is about $30,000 a year. But, of course, then if you have dependents and you are not in full-time work, then you are really starting to hit the poverty line. So this is a very human experience. I think it's, we're talking about numbers, you know, so far, but I do want to make it very clear that this is something that can happen to anybody. I think one of the in terms of the mood of the country, we've seen a lot of people face the prospect that they could lose their job. I think the global financial crisis really sent some shockwaves through Australia. We've done pretty well, as you know, and we've come out well so far. But I think that people would want to know that if unemployment happened to me, then I would have at least a basic adequate standard of living.
Cassandra Goldie's our guest. She's the CEO of ACOS and responding to a report that says more than 2 million Australians are living in poverty. The situation is getting worse. Most of these people are on government benefits. Given the government's budgetary situation, I'm sure if I say what do you think should be done about it, you'd say increase benefit payments. But given the government's budgetary situation, that's unlikely to happen, isn't it?
Well, look, I think that's a question of setting priorities. The truth is, it's not like we've seen a major breakout in people moving on to unemployment payments. We've got relatively good unemployment settings, as you know, and compared to other OECD countries, we actually are underspenders when it comes to social security payments. So we don't have a crisis here in terms of the number of people living on payments. There's more work we could do to help people who are struggling to find work. There's no question about that. That's one of the things we've been saying, that we must provide some additional assistance to people who are facing real barriers to getting on, you know, getting their next job. A third of people at the moment who are unemployed for more than a year are over 45, for example. So one part of the picture is we've got to address age discrimination in our country. Mm. So at one level, it's complex in terms of what we need to do to help people to move into paid work. But we can't avoid the fact that if you are unemployed, and it can happen to anybody, you will be living on a payment now which is so low that you are most likely to be living in poverty, and it's the lowest in the OECD. And yet we look at our overall financial settings and we can find the money if we are determined to address poverty in Australia. Mm. The government in 2009, and we applauded the increase in the age pension. It was well overdue. That was $32 per week. And our report today shows that had a real impact in reducing the rates of poverty for people living on the age pension. We went from 25% of those people to 14%. So we can do this. It's just a question of whether we're prepared to, find the savings. And we've got plenty of suggestions of where we could do that. Probably rolling back some tax breaks for people on very high incomes would be a good start.
All right, Cassandra Goldie, good to talk with you.
Thanks,
Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of ACOS. It's 13 and a half past eight.